Hey, you guys, welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next 25 minutes or so, with producer Greg Carpenter in the background timing us. We're very excited to welcome back to the show Sue Elias. She's the CEO at Movable Feast. Sue, it's been a minute. What, COVID? We were talking on the phone, I think.
Yes, we were, Gina.
Wow. And here we are back in studio, and you guys are really in the news. I don't want to blow the lead, but it's really cool. You guys are partnering with the Maryland Department of Health and launching this new medically tailored meals program, which is going to help a ton of people in the state. But we should, before we get ahead of ourselves with that exciting news, if you could kind of get rolling by telling us a little bit more about Movable Feast.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me, Gina. It's great to see you again.
You too. Happy birthday, too, by the way.
Thank you.
It was a couple days ago, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Amazing.
So Movable Feast has been around for almost 40 years. We make and deliver medically tailored meals for people who live at that intersection of chronic illness and food insecurity. We started out by serving people who were living with and some, you know, very seriously ill with HIV in the late 80s, and then have expanded to serve other nutrition-sensitive illnesses like diabetes, cancer, heart disease, where the food that you receive can have a real impact on your health and well-being. And we deliver it right to people's doors.
That's incredible. And when you hear that term, medically tailored meals, that sounds like a hot buzzword. What does that exactly mean for people who are listening? Like, I don't know what that is.
Right. What it means is that we have chefs and registered dietitians who work together to create meals that are specific to somebody's health condition. So if you have diabetes or you have kidney disease, you need special meals. We have all of our meals are what are considered heart healthy, low in salt, but I didn't know this until I started working at Movable Feast. If you have kidney disease, the potassium level in your food is really important.
Oh, wow.
So all of our food is frozen. So you have about 60% of your nutrition delivered to you each week, and it is tailored to your specific health related condition.
Wow. And you know what else is cool? Movable Feast delivers medically tailored meals to those with chronic conditions who are also facing food insecurity. Mm-hmm. So that's huge. If you can tell us a little bit more about that, because that's really significant too.
Sure. So everybody knows about, you know, these home delivered meal services, right? Well, our food is for people who don't have the ability to access, prepare food for themselves. So they might not be able to afford it, or they may struggle just to be able to prepare their own food. So, you know, food security is that people just don't have access to the food and the healthy food that they need. So we are ensuring that those folks who are dealing with a chronic illness and a health condition, we're delivering that food right to their door. Sometimes we might be the only our driver, delivery driver, volunteer delivery driver might be the only person they see in a given week.
That's an important relationship for sure, especially in that case. And you're removing those barriers that so many of them, it's like more than twofold. It's like tenfold, really, honestly.
Exactly. And if you think about it, the multiple barriers, right? It's what if you can't get out and get food, or you don't have healthy food in your neighborhood, or what if because of your health condition, you can't prepare the food, but also the food itself. A lot of people don't know what is the right food for their health conditions. So ours are portioned. If you think about it, like if you've seen a frozen meal that you might pick up in a grocery store, it looks like that. It's a container that has, you know, portioned meal sizes. It's the right portion for you as well.
That's key as well.
Mm-hmm. And our clients are meeting with our registered dietitians. They're getting that medical nutrition therapy where someone is coaching them directly. That helps with things like medication adherence, as well as understanding the other things that could help their conditions in their lives, like exercise and stress and things like that.
Yeah. And I'm thinking things like, you know, helping with inflammation, you know, mm-hmm. if you have like an autoimmune disorder or something. There's so many different things that factor into the foods that we eat and how it can make us feel better, or in some ways it worse because it's not the right food blend for your condition, you know?
Right. We've learned that food is medicine.
It is.
Nationally, the data is showing that food has a real impact. We're really quickly, readily accept medication, which is important, but we know food is medicine, and medically tailored meals is such an important part of the food is medicine movement, and really the organizations like Movable Feast that started serving people with HIV have been the trailblazers, the leaders
always
in this movement, and now people are seeing it doesn't just have an impact on the person, but as cost of healthcare is just skyrocketing, we're seeing that food can lower healthcare costs, not only for the individual, but for the entire community.
That's a really important point, and it's a great bridge into your recent partnership with the Department of Health to launch Medically Tailored Meals, your program. Tell us about that. How did that come to be? And what an honor for them to be like, hey, look, we like what you're doing. We want to partner with you. We want you to serve even more people together. That how did you find out about this? So exciting.
Well, I give a lot of credit to the Maryland Department of Health of looking at this problem of this epidemic of chronic disease, particularly diabetes, which this program is aimed at helping with, and the cost of care. And so they had this vision, along with us, that no one should have to choose between feeding themselves and their families and taking care of their health. And so they looked at what are some ways, and the data was showing that food is medicine really would impact the cost of care of diabetes, as well as the health of people with diabetes. At the same time, we had come out with data that we partnered with our partner organization in DC that serves also part of Maryland, Food and Friends, to show that if you look at 6 months prior to receiving our meals and then 6 months after, the average decrease in cost of care for an individual, each person, was over $10,000.
Oh my gosh.
And for the people who were the highest spenders, that means they're going to the emergency room because they're having a diabetic episode, it was over $50,000 per person. So they were seeing the national data. We were able to go to them with our local data, as well as the stories of the people that we serve. And then the last piece of the puzzle is we became accredited as a medically tailored meal provider, which means that the National Food is Medicine Coalition created the standard that says, you know, how we do, what's in our meals, how we deliver our meals, engaging volunteers, using registered dietitians. We became one of the first 10 organizations in the country to become accredited as a medically tailored meal provider. So all that was coming together at the end of last year so that the state could launch the medically tailored meal program with us and Food and Friends as the two providers.
That's, well, congratulations, because that's amazing. And thank you for shouting out Food and Friends as well, your DC and parts of Maryland partner. And so would you say that's why Movable Feast was selected? Did they give you like a nice, how did they word it when they told you that you're going to be part of this? What were their key reasons for Movable Feast being selected and also your Food and Friends?
Well, it was that, you know, the data.
Yeah.
And we had known that we had to show the data in Maryland and our intervention, not just rely on the national data, but when they could say, look, this is going to save money and there's proof of that right here in Maryland. Accreditation was that it's public. You can see the standard by which we make our meals and deliver our meals, and that we're a community-based organization. So the state of Maryland made the choice to partner with a nonprofit community-based organization, deep roots in the community, where we understand the complex health and social needs of the people we serve. It's not simple. You drop off a meal, you leave. We are, as I said, sometimes we're the only people that someone will see. We're engaged and understand that, oh, maybe this week someone has dialysis and we have to reschedule their delivery. And the fact that between Food and Friends and us, we cover the entire state of Maryland so that they are able to offer the same intervention to anyone in the state of Maryland that qualifies.
That's incredible. I'm so glad you guys are here. And so who's eligible and what geography does this program cover?
So the state's program, the medically tailored meal program, is for people with diabetes. And so they have to have both diabetes and been hospitalized or inpatient care at least twice in the last year related to diabetes. And they're launching this in six counties, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Allegheny County in Western Maryland and Dorchester and Somerset counties on the Eastern Shore. We're serving Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Somerset, and Dorchester because we serve Baltimore City, 15 surrounding counties, including the entire Eastern Shore.
Wow. What a coverage map you have. That's a lot of work, but it's much needed and it's helping so many people. And what exactly is Movable Feast's role in this new program? So what does that look like for your, you know, kind of not shifting what you would normally do, but kind of expanding on your services?
So the good news is we didn't have to change what we do. This program exactly fit with what we do, which is home delivery of medically tailored meals for people with diabetes. We've been, I hope, a really great partner with the state in working through some of the barriers around connecting people to services, right? Identifying who's eligible, doing that screening, getting people on service, and then helping collect the data as well that shows that this impact on cost of care and utilization of healthcare, and then of course on individual people's lives, which, you know, we all know someone with diabetes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. We know that the impact that it has on a person's life. Factor then in food insecurity and other socioeconomic conditions. That to us is that it's the impact that we're going to have. And over the course of 2 years, this program will deliver 1 million meals to over 3,000 people.
Wow, that's incredible. And I think that we might have answered this already, but you know why it's so important that diabetes is the focus of the program, because I'm sure you've seen that being making a huge impact on the health of Marylanders.
Well, 12% of the Maryland's population has diabetes. And the estimate is that it's about $8 billion a year in terms of cost of care. So, and we know food is such an important part of the care of people with diabetes.
Sure is.
Right? And yes, we understand that there's medication out there and groundbreaking medication. But if you're not eating the right food, it is not going to make a difference. And so all of those things together is why diabetes is really a target of so many food is medicine programs and where medically tailored meals can be so successful in supporting people.
Yeah, that's a really great place to start. And do you think in the future will you tackle other conditions as well? Or is this is obviously the focus now, but is this something that will this inspire the state to become involved in other chronic illnesses that need addressing?
I think it could. I mean, we certainly continue to serve people with heart disease, HIV, kidney disease. One of the other new programs that's going on is for mothers, right? Mm-hmm. Pre and postpartum, because we understand what the health of both mother and child in terms of food. So I do think that this, we know that, you know, food is medicine, medically tailored meals has an impact on other health related conditions. Certainly the state right now focusing on diabetes because and using that data then to move forward for promoting food as medicine within the state.
Yeah, food is medicine and food is love too.
It is. We can't forget the compassion part of it. And that again is why I really appreciate the state partnering with a community-based organization that looks at the person as a person. Mm-hmm. It isn't just about the numbers and the data, but it's about improving and caring for people's lives. And you go back to our roots of going in and serving people with HIV when sometimes their own families would no longer visit them. So compassion is at the heart of what we do and continues to be at the heart of what we do, while we're also making great strides around impact on cost of care and health.
That's very powerful. And I know they're going to, the state and Movable Feast and Food and Friends will continue to monitor those numbers, mm-hmm. and look at that, you know, impact that you're having. And that being said, what is the impact, would you say, of this program on your organization? And as the CEO sitting in the seat here, that's huge. That's powerful. It's got to be something really exciting that you're involved with.
It is very exciting. I mean, it's difficult that there are this many people that need this service, but the fact that we're able to be a partner in this, for us, it means that we are going to be more than doubling our services over the next year. So last year, we served 425,000 meals across the state of Maryland to over 2,000 people. Wow. By next year, we're going to be looking at 1 million meals. And so,
oh my gosh,
it's a lot. We've been adding staff, so investing in people and creating jobs. We've also been reaching out to more local providers, keeping Maryland dollars in Maryland. So, providing our catfish, our plant-based meat product is a producer right in Baltimore, local farms. So utilizing all of those things that we need for our meals, and in this growth, investing those dollars from Maryland right back into the state.
Oh, I love that. So if there's anyone that can help you with that aspect of it, whether that's local growers or anyone else, if they're interested in helping you, are you, you know, looking for people to help you with that aspect of it?
Sure. You can always reach out via info@mfeast.org. Love to connect. The biggest way people can help us is that we are a volunteer-driven organization. So even though we're growing in staff, we could not do what we do without volunteers. And we use 30 to 50 at least volunteers a week, and that's going to expand.
Oh, yeah.
We actually have a second distribution center that we've had to pop up in order to store all of our meals. So we'll need people to go there. So our website has a lot of information about volunteering. So we're hoping that people will want to come and help pack these meals and get them into the hands of people who need them.
And I'm glad you mentioned your website because that's really important. We are talking with Sue Elias. She's the CEO at Movable Feast, and they are on online at mfeast.org. And then what social media platforms would you say you're most active on?
I would say Instagram, Facebook.
Yep, for sure. And then, you know, always being as successful as you are, Sue, you already recruited Greg and I to spend some of our time. We do get volunteer hours from Odyssey to be able to volunteer. So so I guess this question is kind of like on behalf of us, like, what do you tell your new volunteers? What kind of things will we be doing? What sort of hours are involved? Like, what is the greatest need right now that you would want a volunteer to be a part of something that you're trying to get off the ground or maintain?
So our kitchen shifts are about 2 to 2.5 hours as a morning and an afternoon shift. It's a great team building experience. We get a lot of corporate groups or for schools. It's right now we have hours Monday through Friday, morning and afternoon shifts. If you're working in the kitchen, you're actually like scooping up rice and putting it in the trays that get packaged and sent out. We also need people at our new distribution center to bag the meals. I mean, that really is putting the meals together that are going to go right to somebody's door. So you're packing with love.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
Something that gets delivered to somebody who needs it.
Wow.
We also have volunteer drivers. That requires of a commitment of at least 6 months because you are going to somebody's home, mm-hmm. And they need to rely on you and know, you know, you don't want a stranger dropping things off at your house every now and then.
Right. It's a relationship.
Yes, yeah. It is a relationship. The only exception is at the holidays, at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we do have one-time volunteers who go and do our holiday delivery. So, and if you're thinking about that, the time to think about it is now because people know volunteers come out of the woodwork at the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're interested, you get your name on a list now if you want to be able to be a holiday delivery driver.
That's really important. And we work at the Christmas music station here in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So it definitely, that's a nice time of year to be charitable. But think about it now. mfeast.org if you want to get involved in that as well. So do you have to be part of an organized group or can you just be, you know, a citizen that's like, hey, I've got some extra time?
Maybe. You can be an individual volunteer age, it's 16 and above, 14 and above, if you have a parent or guardian with you or an adult with you. You know, we have people who love to come in on holiday that they have that maybe we don't have. Great for newly retired people.
I was going to say that. Yeah. If you suddenly find yourself with a little extra time, you know, that's a really good idea.
Yep. We have like our regular crew on Tuesdays that come in and volunteer there, and they might go out for coffee afterwards. It's a social activity for them. We have people who've been volunteering with us for over a decade, and it really is a part of our of their lives, and they're a part of our community that, you know, feeds people.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought up the holidays because sometimes, you know, you're off from work and they're very important reasons. MLK, Juneteenth, President's Day, whatever it is. Like the best way I think people can honor those holidays and the spirit of those holidays is to give back in their own lives and in their own communities. And I think Movable Feast is a really good way to do that.
Yeah, it is. And you know, just going to our website, looking, talking to them about what, or talking to our volunteer coordinator about what's the best fit for you. That's the best way to start.
And I'm sure your folks are obviously well trained in that area, like, oh, they're good at this and I'll pair them with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and are there any other ways that the community can help support the organization? We've got 5 minutes left, so I want to make sure that you really, like, this is the call to action portion of the program.
Sure.
And also to jump in if there's anything that I haven't asked you or anything else that you want to talk about that you want to make sure that we cover in our remaining 5 minutes here.
So we have several events, especially for people who can't come in and volunteer, right? We understand we're during the workday, people have things that they need to do.
Yeah.
We have a couple events going on. One right now is called Summer Sip, that we have several bars and other businesses that are doing a featured wine, a featured mocktail, or a featured cocktail in the month of July that benefits Movable Feast. So you can go on our website, look up where to go, and get your friends and go out, have a nice time.
It's a great idea. Plus, we both have July birthdays.
Yeah.
So that's perfect timing for us to raise a glass to our friends and helpers and all of that. That's a great idea to get the community involved.
Yeah. We also have another event in September called Dining Out for Life.
Again, I wondered. Yes, you've been doing that for a long time. Yeah.
I think I've been on to talk about it in the past.
Yeah.
Where you will have restaurants, over 40 restaurants that you can go to. Again, easy way. You get your friends, you get a table, you go to a restaurant, you're doing what you would do anyway.
Yeah.
And a portion of the proceeds come to us. And then if there are any cyclists out there, our biggest fundraiser is called Ride for the Feast. We just had it this past May. We had 200 people register to ride 100 miles or 70 miles or 25 miles on the Eastern Shore, because that's the farthest point we deliver to. You can also volunteer for that. But this upcoming year, it's our 25th anniversary of the ride.
Are you kidding?
So if you ever thought you wanted to do a fundraising ride, this is the year to do it. Ride for the Feast. It's a lot of fun. We support riders. Each rider raises $1,000. We give a lot of support in both fundraising and in riding itself. So this is the year, if you've been thinking about it.
That's incredible.
Sign up and do it.
And in honor of Amelia, our friend who does much similar
work. Yes, she is a moto for us. She rides her motorcycle to help with the safety along the route.
It's incredible. And like she, you know, she's getting ready to ride off into the sunset, so to speak, from at least her day job. But somebody like her, I think that's really inspiring that's like she took her passion. Like we're talking about pairing volunteers with what they do really well. And that makes total sense. That's that impact is felt for years to come.
Yeah, that's the only way something like this happens and has the impact we're looking for. It's people who care and have that compassion connected around something, a cause, which is for us is food is medicine and improving people's lives, health and well-being. It takes all, you know, we've got the state of Maryland, the Maryland Department of Health. We have volunteers. We have our staff. We have our clients who are partnering with us to help us have a great program. And then folks like you that are getting the word out. Takes all of us.
Thank you so much. Well, no, we couldn't do it without you guys because we'd just be talking to ourselves, which is what we do in the morning show. But this is more important because it's like our call to action, as we said. And for the Dining Out for Life coming up in September, which people can still get involved in, how about if a restaurant is listening? Do you still have, do you have all the restaurants you need, or are you always entertaining different ones to participate in that program?
Oh, no, we need all the restaurants that want to sign up. And it's restaurants say to us, it really drives people. It's a Thursday night. It drives people on a night that's usually not quite as busy.
Yep.
They love, we have ambassadors there that are in, you know, Movable Feast t-shirts talking to the guests. So it's a great night. So any restaurant that would like to get involved, we'd love to hear from you now because we want to promote you, get you out on that material as soon as we can.
Love it. And then Summer Sip's going on all this month in July. And also Ride for the Feast next May will be your 20th anniversary. All these events and information and also about your medically tailored meals program for our community with diabetes. And has that started officially yet?
Yes, we actually have over 150 people already registered, and we're moving quickly to get more people enrolled and getting deliveries out to those counties to people who need them.
That's awesome. And the criteria, real quick, for that, again, you have to have been, what was that criteria? Just
diabetes with two hospitalizations connected with diabetes over the last year.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you wanted to tell us?
No, just that, again, we need the partnership of the community. So there's ways to help. If none of these you know, are something that work for you, can also go and give a donation at mfeast.org. There's people on our waiting list right now who won't qualify for this program, but you believe that they deserve a medically tailored meal. You can go to our website and make a donation.
Absolutely. Great point. We encourage you guys to go to mfeast.org and check them out on Instagram and Facebook and all the platforms. And this interview will be available at todays1019.com so they can fast forward, rewind, and catch the brilliance that is Sue Elias, CEO at Movable Feast. And thank you all for listening to this production of Odyssey Baltimore.